Hey everyone, this is Rob Denton. I'm a digital editor here at the Register Guard. With me is Dylan Darling, environmental reporter / reporter extraordinaire for the Register Guard. And we're coming off a long day of election coverage. And we just wanted to recap some of the top stories for our readers. Dylan, thanks for talking with me.
Oh, absolutely, Rob. Good to be here. And as you mentioned, I know you've been working all day. I worked a late shift, which seems to have affected me, but you've been up since the early morning hours and working into the night, just making everything happen. But yeah, let's tell folks out there what happened in Oregon and locally.
Yeah. So the probably one of the biggest stories is that Governor Kate Brown won a kind of re-election. She basically won her first full term. AP reported 61% of the vote. With 61% of the vote counted, she had 50% of the vote, and her opponent Newt Bueller conceded. The last time that there was a Republican governor in Oregon was 1987, so it's been quite a while.
Been a long time.
Yes.
But as that race neared the end, it became very close, particularly a lot of the predictions and everything, for a much tighter race. I mean, it was still fairly close, but particularly it was surprising how quickly Newt Bueller conceded. It was pretty shortly after polls closed. He threw in the towel. Yeah. And just pretty surprising in that regard. Not surprising that a Democrat has won, as you just pointed out. It's been a long time.
I guess we should point out that as we're recording this, it's about 11:20 on election night, so none of these results are finalized, and this is the most up-to-date information that we have available to us at the time. But a lot of these races have already been conceded, such as the governor's race. So just for context, another big story for Jay Bond. This was a $319.3 million bond, the largest bond in Lane County history, seems to have passed.
And that's something that Alicia Vomling, education reporter, she did a lot of the reporting leading up to this vote, and then she was working really hard to get a story together tonight. It gives a lot of money to the 4J school district, which they plan to use to build three schools. We got a little list here. Looks like North Eugene High School will be getting $135 million, Edison Elementary $45 million, Camas Ridge Elementary $40 million, and that's to rebuild. You know, I'm mentioning schools that are existing, but this money would go to help rebuild those schools. And it's been a pretty big topic. Earthquakes play a role and things like that. But check out Alicia's coverage. She's really taken on a complex topic and made it very understandable.
Absolutely. A lot of controversial statewide measures. As far as we know, all of them failed except for 102. In 102, it was the statewide ballot measure that would make it easier for government entities to finance and build much-needed affordable housing, according to the AP. Other than that, the effort to repeal Oregon's sanctuary state status, as well as an effort that would have banned the use of public money to fund abortions, both of those failed. So an interesting day as far as the statewide ballot measures go. And last thing we want to talk about tonight before we go to bed.
Well, the lights just randomly go out in the studio again. Yes. Not that that happened. We paid the bill, right?
Star voting. Dylan, you want to tell us a little bit about what happened with the star voting measure?
Yeah, we are closing with the most interesting thing. It happened to be what I was covering tonight. But no, it was one of a couple local measures I was looking at, and this was a measure that would have been countywide across Lane County, and the county commissioners, sheriff, and a couple other elected offices would have been determined through this new method called STAR voting, which stands for school, then automatic runoff. And it's had to do with basically rating different candidates. And it just is totally new concept. And it ended up losing most likely by about 53% against and 47% for. And it's pretty interesting talking to the folks who were behind it, because even though they lost, they were both very excited, very enthusiastic. I've called a lot of people on election night, and lots of times when you lose, you're down in the doldrums. But Mark Frohmile and Alan Zundel, they were both very excited, saying, hey, we got this far. We got, you know, almost near 50-50. We keep educating people. You know, there's a possibility here. And so they kind of hinted that they'll be back with another measure. So this is something that you might see again. And if you want a better explanation, we've had a couple of stories in the past about STAR voting, but a pretty interesting countywide race there.
Absolutely. Tons of stories online at registerguard.com related to this election, both local, state, regional, and national. And with that, we're going to sign off from the Register Guard newsroom. This is Rob Denton. Thanks for listening.
All right. Good night.